This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on philanthropies as government shadows. Whoa, you just know it's getting hard out there when you find yourself nodding your head in some agreement with a senior fellow of the hardcore conservative Manhattan Institute, which over the years has been in the first ranks of community organizing attackers and acorn baiters. There it was, though, a Wall Street Journal op-ed by James Pearson called Philanthropies as Creatures of Government, and there was my head bobbing uncontrollably in agreement. Of course, much of his argument was poppycock and the usual fear of the government, semi-big brother line, but then there was this paragraph. But the reasons the philanthropic sector should be independent of government have nothing to do with government spending or taxes. Philanthropy is an integral part of civic society and as such offers alternative ways to address public problems. Private philanthropy, at its best, can ensure that new and sometimes unpopular ideas are funded and not crowded out by political pressures or the bureaucratic groupthink that evolves when organizations are turned into instruments of government. It allows those who have accumulated wealth to apply their own insights to alleviating poverty, improving education, or strengthening the arts. That was the original purpose of the philanthropic sector, to support programs privately that government could not or should not support. He then talks about how the demarcation lines are collapsing between the private and public sector, quoting Irving Kristol, one of the intellectual saints of the conservative pantheon. Of course, the full-on assault of business and their conservative vassals for privatization of governmental services pulled this wall down, but that doesn't take away from a point of agreement that the left and right seem to share about philanthropy, that it is squandering its mission by being unwilling to take risks, innovate, and fund programs and projects that are controversial and that government would not support. The point of philanthropy should not be to simply leverage government, but step up where government has to step down, to break new ground when government bunkers in the hillside. Recently, talking to lawyers about the necessity of their giving community organizations opinions rather than advice, particularly if they had not looked at all the consequences of such advice, I used the example of the corporate and tax status of community organizations. I used the standard example of being a nonprofit did not require incorporation at all, since unions and many others are unincorporated associations of groups. Furthermore, as a nonprofit, the question of being tax-exempt is heavily freighted, and electing a tax status, especially if not necessary, might handcuff future directions and actions of the organization. Too many lawyers, as a knee-jerk reaction, advise applying for 501c3 or 501c4 tax-exempt status. And it's wrong for many, if not most, organizations, and cripples their ability to move independently of government and the policies that drive policy. Our one voice in the room simply and quietly said there was little choice because funders were demanding such tax decisions. How tragic. Philanthropy has to have a higher purpose than providing the rich with a tax deduction, just as nonprofit work has to have a higher purpose than bending and tailoring our mission to the demands of money, private or public. We may have a place, though, that the right and left can find agreement that philanthropy cannot simply be a shadow shackled to government. We will never agree on the ends, but we might have consensus on the means when it comes to foundations and the fact that they need to maintain their independence. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.